Welcome to the MVP. And he, there you go.
With no warning, it's the Man View Podcast.
Yeah, we'll go again. I thought you was ready. You just sitting there.
I was. The air was blowing too much. You know what I'm saying? You can leave it in there.
Nah. Well, I guess. It's cool. It's new year. You know what I'm saying? We're about to be the new year because this is the new year episode. Welcome to the podcast. The only we can give you, we fuck up too. It is what it is. We're still going.
Players, you get all the outtakes and then takes.
What's happening with you, man? Christmas is over. We looking over the new year. You know what I'm talking about? We feel like we're going to give y'all a quick podcast about the new year. We ain't going to be here all day. We ain't going to be here all evening. But we had to give y'all something just to let y'all know we thinking about y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Something that didn't happen. I mean, it's been Christmas, so I don't know if too much happened, but anything we missing?
Man, bruh. Nah, I handled my business. Off my picks. The brother actually shorted me some points. I actually should have 44 for the week. I actually thought that, you know, because I lost the Cowboys pick. As y'all saw, I said in the video last week that I was picking the Dolphins. Yeah. But my sheet showed you that I circled the Cowboys.
Yeah.
My allegiance wouldn't allow me to circle another name team just to keep, you know what I'm saying, pace with everybody else. This is why they not in first. I don't need to come down from my mountaintop to come kick it with them. You know what I'm saying? So what the one that you saw was my revised, pick sheet. Now, had I actually stuck with, that was a heartbreaker. Had I stuck with the Dolphins, I'd actually had 54 points. But anyway, neither here nor there. The brother did not give me my 10 points for the Baltimore-San Francisco game. I sent him an email 30 minutes after he sent out the update. You know what I'm saying? The brother didn't reply. I did say that I would give points back to the community, y'all. I did say that. And the fact that I was still in first place for the week, not the overall total, for the week. You know what? If you don't give me my 10, it's okay, because I created some more distance on they dumb asses. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. He pulled another one, you know, this week. It's okay. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get on him too much. I understand, man. He's trying to create the competition. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep everybody engaged. Give them hope. You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? It's the holiday spirit. Why not, man? You get a point. He on his open. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, man. It's all good. Also, shoot, started my physical therapy. That was actually today. Not today, the day that you guys are watching. Today, the day that we're taping. But physical therapy on the ankle. I did some electroshock therapy on it. I did some resistance band reflexology training, you know what I'm saying, a treatment on it. And then I had to, he did some type of laser treatment on it. You know what I'm talking about? Where I had to put on the UV goggles. He said, nah, man, you can't even have your phone for this one. I said, oh, it's serious. Okay. But yeah, man, he said you won't feel anything, but for some reason I felt the radiation of whatever was going on. You know, like when you tell me I can't feel nothing, I shouldn't feel nothing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that don't feel like the wind of the wand. That feel like the emissions of the device. You know what I'm saying? But he said that'll help with the internal inflammation or whatever the case is. So yeah, man, you know, today was a very successful, productive day. I will say that I don't know if it worked or not, because as soon as I got home, I went right to sleep and I ain't moved. So I can't tell you if, you know, I ain't had to do too much walking after the fact. So we're going to see tomorrow when I get out, you know, out the bed and get moving around for work. And then, I do my appointments every other But yeah, man, everything other than that has been very good, man. You know what I'm saying? Not too much going on for Christmas. Just here. The cafeteria made some salty food. You know, I ate it and doubled my blood pressure pill, and we was good. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Gotcha, man. It's same here, man. Just did a lot of chilling, man. It was a lot of stuff, man, that went on Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? But it's a lot of stuff I had to talk to people through. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot, just a lot of stuff. Energy just wasn't right. Like it wasn't, didn't feel like Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? People had some heavy stuff that I had to talk about. So that's what I spent most of my Christmas doing. After we got off the game, you know what I'm saying? We played a couple games, got us a dub, and then that's what it was. That kind of stuff. After that, it was just, you know, when somebody give you stuff, you know what I'm saying, and mess your energy, it kind of is a little down a little bit. So that's what it was on. So it didn't really feel like Christmas to me, but hey, gotcha. It is what it is. Hopefully that person's helped from that. We keep it moving. You know what I'm talking about? But it just didn't feel like Christmas. I wasn't in the Christmas mood. I felt like I needed another day. I should have called in today, to be honest with you. Just get my day back. Feel like I lost a day.
They cheated you, huh?
Yeah, it felt like I cheated. Got cheated today. But hey, it is what it is. My people, this is the New Year's Eve podcast, the New Year's Eve show. I really don't have too much to talk about as far as New Year's, but we do have to talk about a couple things. I don't know if it has to do with New Year's, but they had a couple things going on in the world that I think we should just, I mean, I guess people want to know how we feel about that. The main thing being allegations against TD Jakes.
TD Cakes? What is that?
They said a whole bunch of stuff. PB Jakes. I just found out what that was. I mean,
Rapper Boy.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it's stands for?
Yeah, somebody said you like to rock, right? You like to do the rock bottom. That's the B.
Oh man.
That P. That's crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this is all alleged. We don't know if this stuff is true or not. I don't know who is. I'm not in them circles, so I don't know what's going on. I just know, allegedly, for people that don't know, if you haven't heard of it, basically what they're saying is somebody came out with a report saying that Cassie was hit up by the FBI and she was asked to turn in documents and any kind of videos that she got regarding her case that she had against Diddy. And so when she supposedly turned that stuff over, she supposedly had a phone from Kim Porter. She had numerous videos. She had a lot of text messages and all this stuff, supposedly evidence. And supposedly in the evidence, they said Bishop T.D. Jakes was in there. Now, we don't know if this is true or not. I want to say that first off. I don't know if it's true. I'm going off of what is being reported. We don't know. This is all alleged. So before anything happens, this is all alleged. This is all hearsay. I don't know nothing. But as far as I heard, it was a whole thing on TikTok. And they said that in the parties that Diddy has, T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, I want to be respectful, is known as Power Bottom Jakes. Power Bottom. There have been numerous reports of people coming out lately saying that T.D. Jakes supposedly, I guess, felt like they was grooming them.
That's a big body boy.
I just want to know how you feel about this report, because it caught me off guard. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, damn, where have I been at? Because I ain't going to lie, like I go to church or even be paying attention to people's streams or anything like that. But that caught me off guard. Every time I see him, he got the nice clip. That seemed like it's cool. I didn't see nothing saying open that booty hole. I ain't hear nothing about that. But I don't know, man. But hey, what you feeling, man? How you feel about this? I know you saw this. I sent it to you. You was talking about it. What's happening? How you feel?
Honestly, if you follow 50 on the gram, 50 got all the news. That's my news media coverage outlet right there. I just turned to his page because he is nonstop on Diddy's ass. No funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So my thing would be like for a man of the cloth, as they say, why would you be at these parties that Diddy is throwing anyway? This seemed to be outside of your element. You know what I'm saying? This seemed to be something that you shouldn't even be partaking in. I know you ain't in there with your scripture. You know what I'm talking about? You could tell by a Diddy video that the party's going to be just as crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or as flavorful, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? Colorful and flavorful. That don't seem like the type of function that, you know, you should be a part of in any capacity. You know, not unless it's Bible study, you know, but brother T.D. Jakes, and you have disgraced your congregation and your followers, my brother. You see these people listen to you to lead them away from the stray. And now you like to do other things when you play. My brother, that's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. That is a violation. All the deacons and deaconesses should act accordingly. And I just don't know, man. And this just goes to show you that even though those that are perceived to be closer to God than ourselves do too fall short of the glory of God. So therefore, I know people, you think that I'm going to take his place and get in. No. I'm sorry, Brother Book is a once a week. Well, I guess church is a once a week, but no, actually it's a once, maybe every other. But for me, I will not give you more sermons than I need to deliver. I know you feel it sizzling in your soul.
That boy preaching.
Right now. Mm-hmm. I feel it. The Lord has come and touched me. I'm not trying to ridicule you, God. I'm not trying to belittle you, Jesus. I just feel that I was compelled and asked to deliver these words that I am saying to the people today. I just want everybody to know it don't matter what you do in the dark. It always comes to the light. That is what they say. You can't hide away. It's gonna come out any day, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to live your truth. Just put it on. Hey man, just step out, step into. That's it, man. So I mean, I'm not gonna judge too harshly. If that is the things that this brother likes to do, you know what I mean, in his off time. Hey, man, everybody is entitled to live the way that they feel fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? So it's just shocking because in the good book, it says these things and it's contradictory. You know what I'm saying? When you yourself might have delivered a sermon already in some capacity, in some shape, way or form about these dealings. You know, and it's not, I've seen, you know, people of the community inside of church. Let's not act like, you know, people of the LGBTQ plus. That's good. Yeah. That they don't go to church and they all heathens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no, everybody needs saving. Everybody needs, you know, something, a higher power. You know what I mean? So, how you deliver those messages is how you deliver those messages. But I don't know. I don't even know, you know, we see in films and stuff like that, that back in the old days that these things was happening still. I don't know if Jesus foresaw, you know, this level of sexual activity being something that he would not condone. Nobody knows. Okay. Nobody knows. It's, you know, of course we look at the Bible. I'm not getting into religion. We look at the Bible as a tutorial, a guide of morality, right? How we are supposed to conduct ourselves. And anything opposite of that is frowned upon. Okay. But my thing is, how could you then know thousands of years later what, I mean, of course you would know, because, but I'm just saying, to be able to speak these things into the writing, to profess them, to be able to teach to the people. I'm, you know, some things in the good book is still the good book. Some things you can still question, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I just, you know, I think it's more the shock value than anything else. You know what I mean? Because of his stature and the place that he holds. And like I said, just the image that he portrays with being somebody close to the Lord, close to God. You know what I mean? I don't think nobody would really care. I mean, hell, the Dwight Howard stuff don't simmer down.
Yeah,
don't nobody talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made his point. Why you worry about what I'm doing with my law or my wood, whatever metaphor analogy that brother wanted to use? You know, even that was a little bit. Brother, there's a trace, you're giving a little bit wild. I'm talking about a whole log out here. We know you're 7 foot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, brother, do you? You know what I'm saying? Can't be me, won't be me, no sir. You know what I'm saying? But hey, for, you know, whoever, you know, likes to do what they do, that doesn't affect me, man. You know what I mean? So respectfully, if that's what you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes is, that's the type of time he's on, who's to say when he should clock in and clock out? You know what I'm saying? That's that. You know what I'm saying? It's 2023, people. Well, it was.
Yeah.
It's 24 coming.
Yeah.
We should be used to this now. You know what I'm saying?
See, my thing, I feel a little way about, I mean, how do you, it's weird, because me personally, if that's what you do, that's what you do, man. Do your job. Do what you're doing. I guess as long as you're giving a good word and people are benefiting from what you're saying, by all means. Yeah. I didn't see anybody come out saying that they was raped or anything crazy like that. So even if he was going to these parties, it sounded like it was consensual. And unless I'm missing something, I didn't see nothing about him raping nobody or taking it from nobody. So if he is throwing it back or whatever he's doing to it, I mean, that's on him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Consensual adults can do what the fuck they want to. You know what I'm saying? So as long as he ain't breaking the law or whatever like that, it just feels weird to everybody, because you think a bishop or a pastor wouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. I kind of got over that stuff a long time ago, man. These people, these bishops, preachers, they're people at the end of the day. People at the end of the day, we've seen people like what Eddie Long, let's use him for instance, preaching about gay people and not, don't do this. This ain't of the Lord. But as we see, he was definitely getting it done. I mean, he was definitely doing his thing. At the end of the day, people, no matter what kind of position you have in church, people going people. So, I mean, I really could care less. Just tell the truth. I don't like that being a hypocrite thing. You come into church every week and you preaching against what you like. That seems a little weird to me. But if that's what you own, that's what you own. I mean, some people ain't going to like it. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I mean, if I was in you, man, I wouldn't be fucking with you, especially because if you said one thing, you can't come back and say you was doing the shit. I look at you crazy. But we all know that Christians, especially in church, are some of the most forgiving people in the world. How many people that then had affairs on their church, on their wives, the first lady of a church and all that, and everybody's still there. It is what it is. They got all kind of scriptures talking about, we got one scripture, damn, it's something about don't touch my anointed. Don't, basically, they use this scripture every time to pass the fuck up, and they don't want you to say nothing about it. It's always like they're above reproach. And yeah, that kind of looks, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way a long time ago. So people are people. They're going to fuck up. If you fuck up, take it on the chin and keep you pushing. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So if he power bottoming, let him keep on power bottoming. I just need him to know that just don't live no lies. Speak your truth, man, because that sounds crazy to me. Don't go to church on fucking Sunday talking about gay is not of the Lord. And I don't, then tell us what you're doing. So I guess we can start calling it that. Hey, it is what it is. But that's them people business. But I had to talk about it because it was everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's the only reason. The only reason I had to talk about that. Did you watch Aquaman?
I have not. I was actually going to go catch it today, but I didn't go. And I didn't even know the thing was out, to be real.
Yeah.
But I will be going soon enough.
Okay.
To see what it's about.
I will leave. I will not say nothing. I want you to go in
there. Oh, you caught it already.
I saw it.
Told me.
Yeah,
you should have told me. I would have rolled out today, man. I would have went today. I was looking at the times that they was showing, and it was like a 9:30 tonight, last night, and an 11 o'clock. 11:30 movie, and I was like, okay, people, I didn't wake up until about 12:37 a.m. So I slept right through those movies. You know what I'm talking about? So I had no choice but to, hey, I gotta go see it another day. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I will reserve. I want you to watch it with no expectations. Go in and watch
it. I'm still gonna watch it, yeah. Regardless.
Definitely. We'll talk about that later. Then next week we'll talk about the Aquaman review.
Tell me this. Was it better than the Marvels, the Marvel, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel? That.
I'm gonna let you watch it.
Okay, there's no hope, people. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you watch it. See, me,
I watch everything else. I'm gonna watch it.
I didn't think the Marvels was as bad. It wasn't like a great movie, but it wasn't terrible.
I watched it.
So it was me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
But, I didn't watch it. The little I guess she's from India or Sri Lanka. The younger, you know, the little kid one, from Jersey City. Like, she played her part very well for me. You know what I'm saying? I will say that, you know, being starstruck by your idol. You know what I mean? Even when she zapped back in, and you know, they was talking about, did you break the door? All she heard was Captain Marvel was here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She was like, she was stuck in the allure of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And she actually did, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, like she did that. So it's for me, I didn't think the movie was that bad as people made it out to be. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like
it was okay for what it was.
Yeah, I mean, everything can't be the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people have these expectations of. Like, it got.
Problem is, ain't nothing been close to the Avengers since that came out.
Was it Homecoming? The third Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man's been decent. Well, Spider-Man's
been decent. That one was dope.
Even that the cartoon, when the cartoon was real good. That was real good.
You know, Wakanda Forever was dope to me.
Watch it again.
Watch it again. No, I don't want to. I ain't taking nothing away from it. I told you the person that I was like, I could have did without old girl, you know what I'm saying? The new, other than her, you take her out, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, they let the wrong motherfucker die, you know what I'm saying? I understand the storyline and the comics and all this, but man, you know, I'm hoping that the interjection and the infusion of the X-Men as it seemed to be at the end of that movie actually will be fucking dope. I'm hopeful. You know what I'm saying? I'm really hoping. You know what I mean?
They real, it's a real smart idea. I'm glad they started tapping into the multiverse, especially but even before he died. You know what I'm saying? It taps into that because now you can recast Black Panther. You can actually have a Black Panther. And it's fine because it's another universe. Just say you had another universe and you can start, you can restart all this shit over again. You can have another Iron Man. You can have another
Captain America. Whole new storylines. You know what I mean? Create a whole new wave of everything.
Exactly. You know what I mean? If I was them, that's what I would do. I'm like, no, we restarting what the motherfuckers like. They like these people. So we're going to restart this shit with new people. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't restart Spider-Man like 20 times. Like you might as well. So that's what I would do personally, but I think it's a dope idea. I think I like how they did it. And if you watch Loki went into that pretty good, and Loki was amazing. Loki was better than these movies that have been coming out, to be honest. Loki was real
good. I agree.
But this is New Year's, so of course it wouldn't be the New Year's episode without talking about how was our year and how we gonna make it better next year, man. So. Quick recap, man. How was your year this year, and how you feel like what's some things you're gonna change for next year,
man? You know what, I was trying to be so theme oriented here, man, because you know it's 2024, so I was gonna try to get 20 to 24 things that I want to do different. But when I got to about number four, I said fuck no, I'm not writing down shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got the energy, you know what I'm saying? I was like, god damn, trying to be so prolific with what I was going to be saying. I was like, I just ain't got the time to be lying to the people. Look, man, I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all and say that 23 is going to be any different than 24 for my black ass, but I do know, and I am aware, and that's the main thing, people. I think that as long as you are aware of the things that you went through that were negative, that you now want to make a positive, you know, you have your own internal goals. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who are where you want to be in life, for the most part, right? There are things that you want to fine tune to be better at, right? And then there's some people that just need a complete and fucking entire makeover, right? Just throw 23 away. They can't wait for 24. You know what I'm saying? I'm somewhere in between.
Oh, my boy just went out on us. Oh,
does that mean?
Here you go. He logging back in. There you go.
Did I blip?
Yeah, you dropped out. Yeah, you said you're when you say you was in between that.
That's what man, see, I wasn't lying. They tried to take this from me, dog. I wasn't lying. I'm somewhere in between all three of those, y'all. Yeah, there you go. So, okay. for me, again, I know exactly what decisions I made, you know, positive or negative, you know, adverse or not. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly everything that 23 did or didn't do for me, right? And I can tell y'all before the end of 24, actually before my birthday in 24, I will be financially afloat and taking care of all my transgressions. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, not still active, but still reflect inside the balances of some of these financial institutions, right? So I will be, you know what I mean? I'll be saving and paying at the same time, to where my 24 is going to be exactly what it needs to be, an entire straight shot through to, you know, the end of my goals. You know what I mean? So, you know, of course, physically, I hope for better health. You know what I'm saying? But I understand as we get older, things fall apart. You know what I'm saying? Our bodies are deteriorating. You know, to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't just like about the arm fall off one day and you just keep on, you know what I mean? Like, not like that. I'm just saying, like, as you age, you know what I'm saying? The shelf life of the product, which is your vessel, will also, you know, have nicks and bruises that just come with the contusions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to, you know, maintain my physical appearance a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Take care of myself with my eating regimen. As y'all saw, I did eat a piece of pizza because I was hungry. You know what I'm talking about?
You just said that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very aware of myself. You know what I'm talking about? I'm drinking a whole root beer. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my end of year going into my new year. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really about to get back on that grind. You know what I'm saying? Especially with my ankle. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, if I'm heavy up top, the bottom got to carry that. You see what I'm saying? So it's just about alleviating some of the things that I know I can control to better, you know, the longevity of everything else. You know what I'm saying? Really sticking to my prescriptions daily. You know what I'm saying? Blood pressures, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. I know the nickname, the silent killer, and I be in here not taking my pill every day. You know what I mean?
That boy going again.
Come back to me. So, I don't think it's me, man. You know what I'm talking about? See, they don't want me to get this truth out to you people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, just really self-care. You know what I'm saying? Self-care of all levels. You know what I mean? It don't have to be physical or anything like that. It encompasses everything. Self-care is my main thing. And then, you know, I am happy with where I am as far as, like, quote-unquote career paths and opportunities and choices that I've made. You know, there's other things that I still seek that will come when the time is most right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I will definitely capitalize on those situations. So I've come to realize that my age does not determine the things that I should or should not have yet. You see what I'm saying? Because as long as I'm here, I have time. So I'm just going to try to use that most wisely. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, just, you know, everybody wants more positive things out of life, and just put yourself in position for that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, man. And I'm hopeful that, you know, in 2024, when the NFL season rolls around, I don't fall for the trap of the Cowboys to where I say this is our year. You know, so I'm just trying to go with the flow of things more so than anything else. I also don't want to. I was in the bathroom and, you know, I was with my thoughts because I don't read magazines. So I was like, man, I was like, I know we're going to do the podcast. And I was like, I need to come up with a good ass line. I had the line and I forgot the line. That's why I'm telling y'all about the line, because it's not here no more. Mm-hmm. So, but it was something like not allowing, it's about people, you know what I mean, that have done you some type of way, made you feel, you know what I mean? Unsettled in a sense. You know what? You can forgive them for yourself. You don't have to tell the other people that, hey, I forgive you. Just forgive them for your own self-comfort, right? Mm-hmm. Let them carry that themselves. Let them carry the thought. Let them carry the ill. Let them carry the guilt or whatever it falls into for them. Let that play with them. You see what I'm saying? Because until they realize themselves where they went wrong or how they failed you, why should you allow that to seep into your world? You know what I'm saying? So for me, hey, whoever it is, whatever it was, y'all know who y'all. If this message reaches you, I forgive everybody. That don't mean I invite everybody back in, though. You see what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where I'm just like, my thoughts can't linger with you as I try to make my progressions. You see what I'm saying? So I wish everybody well, you know, and again, I truly mean that. Anybody and everybody, because some people I've carried a disdain for, in a sense, for a couple of years, situations, things like that. You know, and I think about how a lot of people have tried to gain access back to me in 2023 as well. You know what I mean? And I don't know what the reasons are still yet, but, you know, I think I just need to be a little bit more forgiving and understanding in some instances, because you never know and never want to block your blessings. Those are always in disguise. You know what I mean? And heck, for all you know, these people could be here to actually teach you a more foundational message. So, you know, just trying to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy what I have, man, and really enjoy the fruits of my labor. I want to do some traveling in 24. You know, I got Spain, Italy. Hey, man, we going out. What, Voyeur? No, not a Voyeur. Blog, whatever. Mm-hmm. Wherever I go, y'all will see. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter who I'm with, y'all will see it. You know what I'm saying? If it appears to be a new thing every time, so be it. Book loving and living his life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just what it is. Be like, damn, that's not the same. Don't you worry about that. You know what I'm saying? There's so many in the world. You know what I'm saying? Who would I not be to not provide the exclusivity? You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, man. Hey, yeah, they jumping out here. I got a whole passport. I'm about to flood that bitch. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, I really want to enjoy myself, man. You know, just take advantage of where I am, you know, regionally to, you know, do these travels. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got to be there for a month. I get tired of seeing places in about 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if, again, I'll be there with the right selectee and she'll make me stay a little bit lengthier time. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe from 3 to 4 days, I can give you about 1-8 weeks. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I got to get back to the money because, baby, I got to pay for these things that I chose to do for since 2019. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's things like that. So, and, you know, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this, man. I'm really excited for 24 because I have it outlined. You know what I'm saying? I have it written down. And I will not fall by the wayside at all. So that's me. And I wish for, you know, the best for everybody else. And, you know, Franz will give his, you know, his outlook, you know what I'm saying, for what he, you know, seeks in 24. But, you know, for everybody else that's just listening that don't have a voice, I wish you guys well, guys and girls, you know what I'm saying? Men and women alike.
Gotcha. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, brother.
Mine is kind of on that same level too, man, but mine is a little different. Okay. 2023 was cool, man. It was straight. I'm not mad at it at all. Had some good stuff going on. My thing is I want to practice being more in the present. Being there. A lot of times I talk to Kim all the time. I was like, man, anytime I go out with my wife, my daughter, I can't really let loose like that. Now I'll be looking around like, I don't know how people can be so loose when they got their family there. Cause we always talk, we was there to provide and protect, you know what I'm saying? So you have you a good time, but me, I'm on guard the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even when we go on vacation sometimes, I gotta get tipsy in order for me to feel like, okay, I can let it down, I could get loose a little bit. And I want to be intentional with trying to do that on a normal basis, just try to forget what everybody else doing for a second. And you know what I'm saying? Being able to have fun. Because I'm just gonna be honest, a lot of times I just be on guard, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? So that's my thing. That's what I'm being intentional about this year. just having fun, being in the moment. Fuck everybody else. It's us right now. That's what I want to do. It's easier to do that when, you know what I'm saying, I'm just with the homies. It is what it is. I ain't protecting you niggas. I'm like, he get hit across the head. That's on him. He should have said that shit. But you got your, you know what I'm saying? You got your queen, you got your daughter, your princess with you. You know what I'm saying? You like, ah, I'm just stiff. I'm like, I'm just on guard. I'm mean mugging niggas. Like, what, nigga? Like, shoot. It's just a different. And you know I got it on me. So it is what it is. That's just something, man. It's been weighing on me. And I find myself a lot of times when the most fun is happening, I'm just kind of off to the side a little bit. I just can't find myself. I can't get in that space. So that's what my thing is. I'm going to try to be more intentionally. I'm going to go out of my way to make sure I'm in it and trying to have fun. That's what I'm trying to do. Because who wants to live life like that, man? You know what I'm saying? I can't enjoy myself fully when I'm with my wife. Like, yeah. We have a good time on a cruise, I think, because it kind of the world vibe is totally different out there on a cruise. It's a little more relaxed. That's why I think we like to travel so much, because get out of here in a resort or something like that, the vibe is a little different. But even then, I can only go so far unless I get a little tipsy, man. That weight got to come off me. So that's what I'm working on this year, man. Also, the book was talking about anybody that I got a beef with, which is, I don't know. And if I do got a beef, I won't know it until you say your name. I'm like, fuck that nigga. And I'd be like, oh, shit, my bad. Because I honestly be forgetting about people. Like, it is what it is. I don't be paying attention like that. But if it is something, man, I'm dropping all that. I want to be more intentional. I just want to be more appreciative. I got a job. I got a good job. But the job that I do is way different from the job I used to have. So, you know what I'm saying? I call myself Franz, a.k.a. Big Blessed, every week. I feel that way, but I need to remind myself of that sometimes. Like, nigga, you blessed. Go out there, stop complaining about some shit. Nigga, you could be doing something totally different. That's my, on 2024, I want to be gracious. I want to be in the mood. I want to be in present where we at. I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy life. Because like you said, like you was talking about, we getting older, man. Shit can happen. We see niggas dropping out every day. For real. Yep. So that's what I want to be. I can't see myself going another year just being all up tight like that and not being able to have fun, man. It's just, that's it. So I know it ain't a lot. But you know, I'm kind of simple. I'm straight to the point with mine. That's just how I feel, man.
A lot can be said within little. Boy, fucked up my shit. A lot can be said within the little. You see what I'm saying? So I mean, hey, man, you ain't got to get it all out. You know what I'm saying? It's there. You know what I'm saying? And the people who vibrate on that frequency know that you just unloaded a lot. You know what I mean? So, again, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody, you know, in my 39-year journey thus far. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, man, have
2024, we're going to be 40. Yeah.
Quarter. You know, talking about welcome to the quarter, baby. So, yeah, man, I ain't going front, man. It's been a long and adventurous life thus far. You know what I'm saying? Because every day is an opportunity to be better than what you were the previous. So, again, man, just I wish the best for everybody to, you know, capitalize on that. Quit worrying about what the other person has and focus on what you want to gain for yourself. You know what I mean? Let go of that animosity, that ill will, that jealousy. You don't need that, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's be more positive, man. You know what I'm saying? All these wars in the world, you know what I'm saying? The graphic nature of things that we see. I will say that I felt as though the 2023 police brutality, loss of lives has decreased, you know what I'm saying? And I hope that is the trend that stays going, you know what I mean? Like I said, the televised and social media live stuff, you know what I mean? It still might be happening, but again, on a smaller scale. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's you know, hopefully to where it ain't happening senselessly at all. But I'm not gonna get mad, man. You know, hopefully we ain't got no more the Alabama what was that joint? The Montgomery Brawls. You know what I'm saying?
We can use a couple more of them. I'm sure with that. I'm cool with that.
But yeah, man, I'm just hoping more for a peaceful year, man. You know what I'm saying? With everything. And election time is coming and we'll see how that goes too. But hey man, just I really want this year to be focused on me and mine's and you know, loving my family, loving my friends, you know, just loving life, loving the experience, you know what I'm saying? So that's just where I'm at with it, man. I want to laugh more, cry less. You feel me? That's mm-hmm. that's where I'm at with it.
Gotcha. Well, before we do the last thing to get up out of here, man, I want to tell you, it's this new show. It ain't even a new show. I'm not even gonna lie, like it's a new show. I'm just getting on it. I don't know if y'all watch anime or not, but shit, I do. I mean, you can see anime figures in the back. It is what it is. But Attack on Titan. I know I'm late for some of the anime.
They say it's fine.
Fine.
They say it's fine.
Like you watched it before, Book?
No, my battle rap community media, he always talks about it. And they was actually talking about it the other day, like the actual translation of it in the US is Attack on Titan, but in the actual Japanese you know, translation, it's different. But it just translates to that. But they was giving me this whole damn spill, and I'm like, well, god dang, I might want to have to watch this thing because they had hoodies with the yeah. So gotcha. I've heard it is fire. I've heard it's fire.
I didn't got on it, man. It's four seasons of
okay.
some of the best writing. It's like you be like, okay, I'm watching this. You be like, but I don't understand this. I don't understand mm-hmm. it. And then you like, man, okay, I guess I'm never going to know what this is. And then they it feel like they know it, and then they give it to you. They give you a little bit. They be like, oh, mm-hmm. that's what that mean. And you be like, well, what about this? They keep on giving you shit to make you give another question, and it's like you get you hooked, man. That shit good mm-hmm. in the mug. So
all right.
Y'all got some time, man. Watch y'all Attack on Titan. I just finished watching the second to last episode. Unfortunately, I got to wait till January the 7th. Yeah, January the 7th. That's when the final episode gets dubbed in English because I'm not sitting there watching and reading all day. So if you got Hulu, go to Attack on Titan. They got all four seasons on there. The last two episodes, unfortunately, on Hulu is subs, so you got to read them. I'm not reading shit. Go to Crunchyroll, get you a 14-day subscription for free, for a trial. That's what I did to see the second to last episode. And then on the 7th, they coming out with the last episode. So I'm going to watch that. It's going to be dubbed. And then I'm canceling that shit. You hear me? But
okay. I ain't mad at that. Yeah, I do want to get into those. Like you said, before we get in there, since you got your recommendations, I got three recommendations for battles, people. You know what I'm saying? My three recommendations for the battles to end your year or start your year off. I'm going to give y'all these, and I'm going to say one of the funnier ones for the last. You got Easy the Block Captain versus John the Don. Now, people who don't know who Easy the Block Captain is, that's the dude that went viral, not the guy who wrote the rhymes. He's in this in my three battles as well. But it's he's the one that was allegedly, supposedly, supposed to be sleeping with Remy Ma, that whole fiasco. All right. But the Easy the Block Captain versus John the Don, and don't say the Don. Don't say to John if you ain't saying it twice yet. Or don't say to Don again. Whatever, you ain't saying it right, nigga. Nigga, nice. You know what I'm saying? That battle is on YouTube, y'all. That battle is fucking phenomenal. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not gonna lie, I don't give y'all no bad one. That battle was shot gritty. You know what I'm talking about? Like real battle rap essence. You know what I'm saying? Not this media, not this main stage bullshit that I actually want to go to one day. But anyway, you know, for the right price. You know what I'm saying? For the right price, I'll be there. So, you got Easy, the Block Captain versus John the Don. The next battle, they just reshot this one. They tried to do it on the big stage. All hell almost broke loose. You know what I'm saying? They reshot this in a gritty Backdoor Alley type vibe. You know what I'm saying? The essence was with that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? That one is Chess versus T-Rex. Boy, he said, the first thing I learned how to draw was a gun. I literally learned the art of war. Like, nigga, this shit was fire. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that nigga said that. I said, shit. I had the heat on and I got the chills. I said, boy, this nigga Rex was talking. If y'all know who T-Rex is, man, from Harlem, boy, that nigga was back in his... He slams his hat on the ground when he delivers a bar. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas who know that that's symbolic, what I just did. You know what I'm talking about? And Chess is, you know what I'm talking about? You got to look to euthanize. I put my dog down to euthanize. That nigga is nice, boy. That nigga is a wordsmith. Very crafty. He's eloquent with the bars. You know what I'm talking about? Everything connect. That nigga was on his shit. The body at the body at the body. I'm shape-shifting. Yo, them niggas was on one. Okay, these is just the end of year battles, you know what I'm talking about? And then I watched this one. I knew it was gonna be stupid, but I loved it, man. It was Geechee Gotti, nigga, you the bitch, versus Super Hot Fire. Man, listen, yes, y'all, Super Hot Fire, dollar iced teas from McDonald's. I drink that. Oh, yes, that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
what are you talking about? Yeah. Nigga with the glass? Yeah.
Yeah, the one that just did the battle with Gilbert Arenas on Gil's Arena. Yeah, that one. Like, bro, this battle was about 16 minutes. I could not stop laughing when this nigga was rapping, bro. His first round. This nigga said like maybe four words and ended the round and they gave it to him. It's super hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Geechee was in there talking to that nigga. Nigga, you was a bitch, you four-eyed motherfucker, all this other shit. Hey, man, chill out. You know what I'm talking about? Don't call nigga 4 hours. You know what I'm talking about? I'm glad you got it, nigga. But it was, yo, man, it was a hell of a battle, man. That shit was, it's one of them, like, man, you know, you don't take it serious, but it was seriously a good watch. You know what I'm saying? Those is my three, y'all. I think y'all will definitely have fun watching those, man. I hope you do, depending on what, you know, what type of energy you give off and if you follow the community, man. But I had fun. I watched all three of those today. You know what I'm saying? Literally watched all three of those today. I had me a blast. Like, had me a fucking blast. But yeah, man. So that was that, man. So Attack on Titan, maybe those three battles and maybe one, two, or three of those. And that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate y'all rocking with us this year through and through, man. And we hope to see you guys and more of y'all come 24. All right. So with that being said, remember to like, share, subscribe to this podcast. We ask you religiously and faithfully all the time. And we appreciate y'all doing such. Also, remember to email and follow us. Not email. Remember to follow us. Remember to email. Hey, y'all, just remember, you sit down at the bottom. I'm tired of reading this off to y'all every week. Just one time in a year, you could do it yourself. And then follow us on Twitch and Facebook Gaming at MV Podcast Gaming. Okay? And that's that, man. Shoot, man, I ain't got time for all this stuff out here, man. Y'all are smart. That's why the captions is there. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. It's for you. You know what I'm talking about? So you can write it down. So you can take a memory picture. You know what I'm talking about? That's it, baby. But thank you for the for all of the positive energy that you guys have given us, man. And when I say, you know, the positive energy that you have given us, I'm talking about the viewers. You know what I'm saying? The viewership, the fans, the supporters, man, that just really want to see us take off. And, you know, hopefully, man, shit, we get a deal one of these years. You know what I'm saying? And really, really, y'all ain't gotta worry about my internet dropping out when I'm trying to make my points. You know what I'm talking about? Because we'll be professionals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That's it, though. That is it for me.
Well, shout out to y'all, man. I changed the background to Attack on Titan just because I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, thank you. Appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all more next year. We'll holler at y'all.
Peace out. For sure.
Pray for me. Break the book. Do everything.